You're listening to episode 16. Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely, the podcast. This is the podcast all about pouring the labor, care, and study into the roles that God has given us as wives, moms, women, and His children. It is meant to inspire us to be living with passion, intention, beauty, and delight in the everyday moments right where we're at. I'm your hostess, Mackenzie Monroe from BoldTurquoise.com and CultivatingTheLovely.com, along with the Cultivating the Lovely show on Periscope. Today, I am so excited to be back, you guys, because we are officially kicking off season 2 of the podcast. And I am so happy to report that we have consistent podcasts scheduled out all the way into the new year. So I wanted to give you guys a little bit of a sneak peek on what you can be expecting in the coming months. Each month, we will have one new interview podcast that will be featured the second week of every month. I have got such a great lineup of people coming on the show that I am so excited to be bringing to all of you. Then the fourth week of the month, I'll be doing a solo show that will just be me. I'll either be answering listener questions or I'll just be doing things that are on a certain topic. And so that's a little bit what you can be expecting. It'll probably be a little bit shorter show than the other shows, but still be bringing you guys some content. So I'm excited to be having both of those things going on. But today, we have Sean and Caroline Allen from CharacterBadges.com, along with a whole bunch of other places online that they'll be telling you about in a second. And I did say Caroline's name wrong in the podcast, and for that, I am so sorry, Caroline. There's a little bit of realness for you. So without further ado, let's jump right into the show. Welcome to Sean and Carolyn. I'm so excited to have you guys here with me today.
Hello, Mackenzie.
Thank you. We're excited to be here.
It's going to be really fun. You guys actually have probably heard of Sean and Carolyn a little bit before because their product, Character Badges, has been on the podcast as a sponsor in the past. And I'm really excited to actually have them on today to be talking about character with our kids and developing that. And so can you guys tell us a little bit about yourselves and your family and your business?
Yeah, sure. So Caroline and I, we essentially work together on separate businesses. And Caroline's had a blog for quite a long time, and she's made a lot of good connections through that. And about 4 years ago or so, in the middle of going back to college for my graphic design degree, she and I had some discussions about the way child training was going in our household, and we just needed to change. We needed to do some things and change some things up because we were really lacking in consistency. And so she said, I need some charts, or I need something to help me monitor the children's behavior throughout the day. And so I sat down and tried to come up with something. That's where Character Badges came out of. It was really for us first. And then we started to sell it as a PDF download, and we tinkered with it and got some feedback and refined it, and we've gotten it to where it is today.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think the best products tend to be those ones that you create for yourself first to deal with your actual problem.
Great. Yeah. And I'll also add, we have 6 children, 12 down to 1, and we homeschool. I was homeschooled all my life. We've been homeschooling our children. I blog at the Modest Mom blog, and we also own a clothing company called Deborah and Company.
Which is so cute. Like, you hear like Modest Mom clothing, or, you know, and you think, oh, it's going to be weird stuff or whatever. And it's totally not. Can I just say that? I really like the clothes on your website.
Oh, good.
So, good job. Nice work there. So you guys have a really big emphasis on character. You figured out you needed to do something different with your kids. So can you tell us more about what went into that process, how you figured out what was actually working with your kids and what wasn't?
Well, I kind of came to Sean at some point. You know, we didn't have 6 children then. I think we had 4. And I was just frustrated. I felt like I went to bed every night like a defeated mom. Like, yeah. I would look back on the day and I would feel like I had just yelled at my children all day and corrected them all day. And I hadn't done anything to encourage them, to praise them, to really motivate them in what I did want them to do. I was just constantly saying, don't do that. Don't do that. And you know, you're not supposed to do that. And so I knew I still needed to correct them, but I wanted a balance. I wanted to also really just encourage them in, you know, you want to be doing these good things. And so that's kind of how I came to Sean and said, we need to change. We need to do something different.
And so do you feel like, along with it being the positive side, which I love about character badges, that it has its own reinforcement of the good stuff, but do you feel like it's also been a way to more deliberately train your kids in those positive character traits?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the big thing with us, I think I mentioned earlier, was consistency. You know, we had our days where we were just on top of everything, and I mean that in a negative way,
yeah.
Just constantly harping on, like she said, don't do that, don't do that. And, you know, we both went to bed feeling that way because I would come home from work and kind of double down on what she had already done throughout the day because I had seen how exhausted she was, how frustrated she was, and that made me upset. At my children, like,
yeah.
Why are you doing this to my wife?
Yeah.
And so my response was to, you know, just to double down on that behavior. And we realized that wasn't the way to go about it. So, you know, the next day we would pull way back,
yeah,
and go easy on them. And just because we felt so guilty, like we're being overly harsh, and we just let them get away with everything. And, you know, it was just kind of a two-headed monster. And we knew we had to get grounded. We had to be consistent and mean what we say and say what we mean and follow through on those things. And again, that's where character badges came out of.
So for people who aren't familiar with the character badges program, would you describe a little bit of how it works and what it is?
Yeah, well, we've basically highlighted a number of character attributes and forms of good and poor behavior that we've listed on some charts. And so you track those throughout the day. So, you know, a lot of times when it comes to poor behavior, you'll catch or find or hear about your child doing something. And because you're too busy or other things, life is ongoing, you know, you might not be able to get to it right then and there. And so that was our issue, is that we would just pass over stuff like it didn't happen. And this provided us with an opportunity to chart that. So if it's, say, mean behavior or it's bossiness or it's pouting or something of that sort, we can make a note of that on the chart, and through that, we can have a visual up on the wall of how things are going in each one of our children's lives. And invariably, you'll see some patterns begin to arise. You know, they've got strengths and they've got weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
So that applies to the poor behavior, but like Caroline mentioned, it also applies to the good behavior. We were also passing over that, you know,
mm-hmm,
making a lot of promises for, well, you did really good here, and we're going to do this as a result of that, and then never make good on the promise. And the secret is that character badges is really just as much for parents as it is for children.
Yeah.
It's helping us to do the things that we're supposed to do. Consistency is just involves a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
This helps to keep us on track anyway. So
and on the charts, there's blank spots where you can write in your own things you're working on. And I just love that because we've, mm-hmm, changed from month to month what we're working on. But especially during the school year, since we homeschool, like on the obedience chart, we'll write in good student. And the disobedience chart, we'll write in poor student. And we're tracking character through the homeschool day, not academic behavior or, you know, how they're doing, excelling, you know, oh, you got an A+ in math. It's, did you have good attitudes?
Yeah.
Because that just blows a homeschool day is just,
yeah,
poor character.
Absolutely.
So that's been a help too.
And then along with the charts that help you keep track of everything, then you have the actual consequences written down for,
yes,
the negative chart. So you know, and the kids know, okay, if you do this, then this is what's going to happen. But then you also have, on the other side of that, a reward system for the positive side. Do you want to talk a little bit about how those work with the system?
Yes. Well, we really believe very strongly in inspiration. You know, things that are going to lodge in your children's memories, and that they're going to set up and take notice of, that helps them to, you know, make important associations with the behavior that they're exhibiting. So, you know, with the rewards and the consequences, you know, creativity is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Like Caroline said, our habit was our days consisted of one big long don't do that.
Yeah.
And that's very discouraging. And I think a lot of parents get kind of caught in that rut of stop it, stop it, stop it. And that's not very inspiring. We also want to give them the opportunity to see the beautiful side of all of the things that our Savior wants us to do, or that He commanded us to do. And so we want to capture their attention and their imaginations. And we do that through creative rewards and also through creative consequences. So some, some forms of misbehavior lend themselves to creative consequences more than others. Mm-hmm. One that we like to talk about a lot is bossing, and we generally have that with our older children, mm-hmm. our older children bossing the younger children. So for instance, with that, if they get a check on their chart and there's a consequence that comes as a result of that, they will have to serve the person that they bossed for a specific period of time. And the message we're trying to send through that is, you know, this is how it feels to be told what to do all day long.
Yeah.
And it's not very pleasant. And, you know, that's something, again, that lodges in their memory. In our minds, it's better than go to the corner or, you know, over and over and over again, or go to your room, or just constant grounding or things of that sort. It's something that kind of speaks to the nature of what they did. So, yeah.
I think that's actually use the rewards chart is as you fill out rows in your obedience chart, you earn coins. They're called character coins that you put in your little coin box and you save them up and you have the rewards chart and it has different ideas on there. And then there's some spaces that you can write in your own ideas as a parent. But it can be, you know, staying up 15 minutes past bedtime, 30 minutes one-on-one time with mom or dad, a bike ride, a trip to the park, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. And they just turn in their character coins that they've earned. So it also teaches them the value of saving up money for something.
Yeah. And I really like that you guys have made the consequences and the rewards separate. So it wasn't like the consequence is going to be taking away some of the coins or whatever. Like, they're both their own thing. Because I have a kid who, if I was just taking back the coins all the time, he would not have any left.
Yes.
So it's good that they're separate.
Yes.
We understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have a couple of questions that I know a few people have asked me about your program, and I've had myself too. Sometimes when I'm looking at that consequences chart and trying to figure out what to fill in, I'm like, I have no idea. Like, where do you guys get these wonderful ideas for the consequences that you come up with? Or is it just divine inspiration? Like, where can we go to figure this out?
We do have, I don't think we have an actual blog post up yet. We do at this point. Okay, I have a picture that we've taken that's on the Character Badges Facebook page that is a picture of our actual consequence chart. And like when we would go around to homeschool conventions, everyone just started taking pictures of it because they wanted to. So that is. And then I guess we do have a blog post up I forgot about.
Yeah, I wrote a blog post a few weeks ago because you're right. It can be very difficult to come up with creative consequences. And where ours came from was we just kind of sat down and thought through, you know, what's going to speak to our children, you know, as a result of their misbehavior. What's going to lodge in their minds? What are they going to remember? Mm-hmm. And help them to think through why this is wrong. Why is this bad? And another one is, you know, being untidy obviously creates more work for generally it's mom around the house. And so with that, you know, we give them extra chores. When you're untidy and they check off those boxes and they receive a consequence, they have extra chores, which is saying, you know, that creates more work for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it feels like to have extra work that, you know, you don't necessarily have to have.
Yeah.
Those are just examples.
That's a really good idea.
And you can go to characterbadges.com, and then there's a button at the very top that says blog, and you'll find the blog post there.
Perfect. And we will link to all of this in the show notes, too, so it'll help people to be able to find those easier. So this is another, so this might just be me and my kid. But I found that he got so motivated to earn all of his good check marks that he would like try to fill a whole row in, you know, a half an hour. And so what do you do with those kids who are like, my whole focus is just going to be in, you know, showing initiative, but then they're so determined to do that, they don't do the other stuff you ask them to do.
Well, that's a really good question. Well, there's a few things I could say about that. You know, number one, the other secret thing about this is that, you know, they're building habits. Mm-hmm. And so I know we've had some individuals ask us about, this is basically just bribing your children to be good. And we don't believe that's the case. We believe there's really two solid parts to good character in the heart of any child. And one part of it is a habit, building a good habit. And the other half is the sound instruction. And obviously, we can't provide that, not through the system. But we know that the parent is there,
mm-hmm.
the instruction, coming alongside them and instructing them and teaching them why these things are important. But as they go along with that, they're building a habit. Like with our children, morning chores was something that we started with very early with this system. And they've arrived to the point where it is a habit to get up in the morning and to do their morning chore. But you wouldn't have known that early on. It was like pulling teeth to get them up to do that. So, you know, and as for the child that we have children like that too, they'll fill up the same row every single month because they're good at that. We try to add extra incentives to the rows that they might be struggling with.
Okay.
So we'll tell them, or we'll focus on a character quality a month.
Okay.
The month and say, this month we're going to talk about kindness and what is kindness and how can you exhibit kindness, and if you can fill up your kindness row this month, you know, there's an extra reward of some sort to help encourage them, and then we'll move on to another character category the following month and kind of move around like that. So
well, and the other thing is, we always say don't give your child a check for every single good thing they do, mm-hmm. you know, or else they just start doing good things all the time just so they know they're going to fill their row up really fast, mm-hmm. you know. And our children in our home, they're not allowed to ask for checks. It's not like, hey, mom, I put away the dishes. Can I have a check now? You know, I did something good. We tell them we will recognize the good things that you do and tell you when you can have a check. And if you ask for a check, you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
Cause that kind of helps the heart issue of not doing something just to get a check.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really wise advice.
You know, as our children grow in these areas, or as they have in our household, we've made it slightly more difficult as they go along to be able to earn a check. So like for the respectfulness row, we consider that to be like saying yes, mom, and yes, dad, and yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, and things of that sort. And so our 12-year-old, you know, when he started 4 years ago, it was just strictly saying, responding with a yes, sir, or a yes, ma'am, and he would get a respectfulness check for that. But now that he's 12, that comes pretty easily for him. And so we don't give him a check every time he responds with a yes, sir. We're looking for other ways for him to exhibit respectfulness.
Sure.
So we try to push him, and he realizes that he needs to grow in that. But with our little ones, it's, you know, it's a lot easier for them to do that. So we realize that the parents are able to push things forward and pull things back and adjust the system for the needs of their children.
Mm-hmm. For our older child, he'll get a respectfulness check if we tell him something to do, and we know that it's something he's not going to want to do, or it's going to be a struggle, and we still see him respond with a yes, mom, and that he's still willing to do it, that he's still showing that respectfulness, even though it's something we know, you know, he's not wanting to do for us. So that's kind of how we deal with that as they get older.
Well, I'm making lots of notes, so I can be working on our character badges system. I feel like this is like a personal counseling session, so thank you. Okay, so in the midst of raising all these kids and trying to do your homeschooling at the same time, you mentioned that you'll focus on one character trait a month. Is that something you incorporate with your homeschooling? Or is it like a subject all its own that you do every day? You talk about character, or how do you talk about more of like the biblical reasoning behind it? Is it just kind of a part of life, or how do you handle that?
Well, first of all, you know, we should say we're far from perfect. You know, our ideal scenario is to start with a new character attribute at the head of every month, but we don't always do that.
Okay.
When we do that, you know, we're looking for opportunities, since we know we're focusing on, say, kindness for the month, we're looking for opportunities throughout the day to highlight that and to draw out ways in which they can exhibit that and grow stronger in those areas. So, you know, and as you well know, those opportunities can crop up at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really trying to encourage them in that. And they, you know, what we found is that they love the rewards. Those are fun. And most of those rewards on the rewards chart are spending time with you.
Yeah.
But what they really love is pleasing us. They love to see that we're pleased and we're happy with them, and we're just so delighted that they're making good efforts. And so that's just beautiful for us to see them respond to that in us.
Awesome.
They just want to make their parents happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, one thing that we have done before, and our schedule is really off right now. We're about ready to start our new school year back up. But we were traveling a bunch, and, you know, summertime. So this has not been happening the last few months. But something we did really consistently for a while was morning time. And since Sean works from home, we're able to do it. And we would take like 15 maybe 20 minutes. And he would come up. It was after chores were done, after we had breakfast, right before we were going to start school. And we would just sit down and have a really quick family meeting and line out the day. And it was kind of Sean giving a pep talk to everyone.
Yeah.
And that's when he would really focus on the character trait of the month. You know, hey, remember, we're supposed to be kind this month, and this is how we be kind, and this is an example of, you know, a recent thing a sibling just did that wasn't kind. And so that was a constant reminder. And you could do that in the evening. You know, I know a lot of dads don't work from home. So yeah, that's something that could be done, you know, just a even a 10-minute or over dinner, a reminder of what the character trait is, and read a scripture verse. You know, here is something on kindness. So it doesn't have to be big, but just continually talking about it every day, just mentioning it, is really helpful. It keeps it fresh in their mind of what they're working on.
That's a great idea. And I know it seems to me, I mean, I know it's always been a thing, but I think in the last couple of years, this whole idea of morning time with homeschooling has kind of taken on a new life of its own. I know a lot of people are implementing that. I did it with my kids last year, and it's the perfect time to just slip something in like that, like you were saying.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Okay, so you guys are a family of eight, and you're busy, and you have these businesses, and you're homeschooling, and you're traveling. But how do you make sure that you are nurturing your relationship as husband and wife?
Well, we are together almost all of the time.
And, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're nurturing your relationship.
Right.
Exactly. That's what
we're surviving.
Yeah.
And so actually that's a kind of a, that's an interesting challenge in and of itself, because, you know, some people don't get to spend that much time with one another. So it's a challenge just to be together.
Yeah.
But, so we have to find ways, you know, to break away from the business mold. We have lots of business discussions, you know, lots of talks about money and things like that, decisions to make throughout the day. But then we've got to kind of shake ourselves at the end of the day and get away from that. So we try to, you know, just like anybody else, we try to have routine date nights and force ourselves not to talk business and just, you know, have those times of connection even throughout the day where, you know, we're not business partners, we're husband and wife here. So, and that's a challenge. It really is. It's a weekly struggle. So
do you have family close that can watch your kids so you're able to go for date nights, or do you kind of have to do the in-home date night, or how do you guys make that work?
Well, my mother is most of the time she's available to help us with that, but we're just now entering into a season of life where our oldest is able to watch the rest of the children for not extended period of time, but long enough for us to get away. So it's been nice here of late just to be able to run out and grab some ice cream or grab a meal out or something like that together. That's so we've been doing that more frequently. That's really nice.
And we live close to school. We've even just gone up to the track together. You know, they're just a few minutes away, and just walked around the track and exercised together. But it's something we're doing just us.
That's nice.
So it doesn't have to be something fancy.
Yeah. Just a way to connect.
Right.
So you're working on all that. You're connecting with each other. Are you guys doing anything individually to make sure that you're getting filled up so you can be pouring out to your families and your business?
Yes. Well, we also have a lot of church responsibilities as well. Mm-hmm. I'm a pastor at our local church. And so that's another drain on our time. But that also required, you know, the importance of morning time and of study and staying on top of that, which again, we're not always perfect with that, but you know, that's just almost requisite. Mm-hmm. Because as you mentioned, there's just so many drains on your energy and your time and your abilities. And so, you know, when we are faithful with that, we find that we're at our best. And so that's just an absolute must. Because you know, once you arrive at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning, all bets are off. So
yeah.
It's off to the races, but yeah, that's really crucial.
And I've learned over the years that, you know, I might not have a long time set aside for prayer, but if I, you know, I'm doing dishes, I'm in the shower, just praying as you can, you know, praying over a situation that just came up, or praying, hey, I can tell I'm struggling, I really need help here. That's what I do a lot throughout the day.
Yeah, I think that's really sound advice, especially for moms, because I know so many people are like, oh, it's so hard when I try to get up before my kids are up, they end up waking up, or, you know, to find that set aside time. But I've been thinking about that a lot lately, too, like just doing it throughout your day in those little moments. And that's really doing what God says to do in His Word, is to never cease praying.
Right.
Exactly.
I really like that. You guys have got a lot of good advice. So have you noticed anything with yourselves doing, you know, the character with your kids and everything? Have you noticed it change you, or have you learned new things about character as you've been going through that process?
Oh, I've definitely been convicted. There's times that I'll be talking to my child, you know, about a character trait and saying, you really need to do this or this. You need to work on that. And then I realize I really need to work on this. You know, they're probably picked up their bad habits from watching me. So it's definitely convicted me as a parent.
Yeah, it can be frightening what little mirrors they are.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can't tell you how many times, because I really feel like we've gotten more serious about this training, and for whatever reason, you know, over the last 4 years, and I just can't tell you how many times I've, you know, words have come out of my mouth towards my children, and they just like stare me in the face.
Yeah.
Because in so many ways, we were just like, we're little adults or big children or whatever you want to call that.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're being trained right alongside them. We see areas in which, you know, they're doing things, and it's just us. They're repeating things that we've said or doing things that we've done. And like you said, it's a mirror on our own behavior. And so, boy, it's awfully humbling.
Yes, I think all of parenthood can fall under that category. Well, thank you guys so much for meeting with me today and talking about all this character stuff. I just really appreciate getting your insight and being able to pick your brains a little bit about it.
Well, it's been our pleasure. It's very nice of you to ask us to do this. Thank you.
Yes, I was very pleased that you guys were able to. So in wrapping up, I have some questions that I generally ask all of my first-time guests. Would you guys be up for those?
Sure.
Okay. They're just fun and kind of goofy. So, do you guys prefer candles or essential oil diffusers?
Candles.
Okay. Yeah.
Cloth napkins or paper?
What do we prefer? What do we use? Yeah.
I prefer cloth, but paper, like paper towels, is probably what's used.
Yeah. Okay. City or country?
Oh, good question.
I prefer country that's close to the city.
Yes. I'm with you there.
I don't know what to say about that. I like both of those, so.
In their own respective times.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, paper or digital?
Paper.
like books or?
Books, planning, paper?
Paper, yep.
Okay, shopping. Would you rather do it online or in the store?
In the store.
Yeah, probably in the store.
Okay.
There's times I love online shopping, but...
Yeah. Depends on what we're buying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. And how many people you have in
tow. Paper napkins online.
Yeah. Okay, it's 4:00, you're making dinner, and you need a mental break. Do you listen to a podcast or to music?
We don't ever cook dinner at 4:00.
No, we don't. It's like 6:30. Oh, dinner, yeah, we need to start.
Music.
Probably music, yeah.
Okay. Chocolate, milk, or dark?
I'm going to say milk.
Yeah.
Okay. Sports or no sports?
I love sports. I've always enjoyed playing sports and watching sports.
I did not like sports until I married Sean. I am still very afraid of balls hitting me in the face.
Right?
So okay. I do not play sports. Yes. But I will watch baseball with my husband and boys because they like it.
Well, that I give kudos to you there. Yeah. And the whole thing's flying at your head.
Yes.
Yeah. I had a bad
not
battle
my thing.
Ball
when we
experience.
Got married, actually, when we were recording, I told Sean, I said, you will go out and play sports with the children and I'll be inside baking chocolate chip cookies for you.
There you go. So Periscope, do you guys do it at all? Would you rather broadcast or watch?
Scope. Mm-hmm. I would rather just watch.
Okay. So what is your favorite movie?
Oh,
I think it's the same movie.
I think it is. I think it's Sense and Sensibility.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay, if you guys were to put yourself on the crunchiness spectrum, and zero was totally not crunchy, and 10 was like singing Kumbaya by the fire with dreadlocks, where would you be?
Oh, probably a 5.
Okay, that's a good, respectable answer. Well, thank you so much for meeting with me today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for asking us. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Mackenzie.
Yes, we'll talk again soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that's going to do it for this first episode of Season 2. But as always, you can find full show notes at boldturquoise.com/16. You can also just go straight to cultivatingthelovely.com and see all of our archives from past shows and all of that good stuff. I also wanted to remind you guys, if you're interested in snagging a Cultivating the Lovely mug, then make sure you head over to shop.boldturquoise.com, where we've got a limited supply left over, and August is the last month to get cheaper shipping. And these mugs are heavy, and so they take a bit to ship. So you might want to jump in there before the price goes up. Also, for all of you who haven't done so already, we are so greatly appreciative whenever you leave reviews and ratings on iTunes. It's very simple to hop in there and do, and I just really appreciate all of you who continue to do that. So thank you so much. I'll be on in a couple of weeks talking about some of my favorite tips for getting back to school and how to get yourself on the right track so things go successfully. But until then, ladies, go be bold and gracious.